Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
657 AM, Radio Pulpit coming to you. We trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. You and I, the best of friends, man. It's happening throughout up to 8. And I'm talking to Professor Buyisendezi and also Barukia. And Professor Buyisendezi is in Joburg and Barukia is in Cape Town. We are touching base on this very issue as to what is the spirit of selfishness even all about, and then, of course, identifying it and being able to see as to where we stand, you know, to be able to say, okay, it looks like we have it there and there and there and there, you know, because if it is identified like this, then we can see the attributes there and there and there. Amazingly, we can be able to identify that. With the help of the word, of course, the word is true. The word is direct, tried and proven, speaks exactly what this spirit is even all about. Mayahi, I am looking at Isaiah. Isaiah, check it out. It says, Isaiah 56:11. Yes, they are greedy dogs, which never have enough. And they are shepherds who cannot understand. They all look to their own way, everyone to his own gain, from his own territory. Greedy dogs, Eban, who never have enough. Shepherds who cannot understand, they look for their own way. Everyone for his own gain. Are we seeing this amongst us? Are we seeing this amongst the shepherds? Mayahi?
Tuda, Mayah. Indeed, we do see it, because then what we can say is that they never have enough. It means then that they always are wanting and wanting and wanting. Even from the one, they are demanding. You know, they are demanding. So we need to understand the role of a shepherd, right? Because the role of the shepherd, the scripture understands it as ra'ai, means then that the one who sees. So the one who sees, meaning that if one is a shepherd, there is the flock which he's supposed to be looking after, which he's supposed to be protecting to ensure that nothing, no wild animal would come and devour the flock. So David Are, I killed the bear with my own hands. I killed the lion with my own hands. What did they want to do? They wanted to attack or to come to devour this flock. So he became the protector. So he laid his life once again for the flock. So if that brotherhood that comes again, Hamashiach, to say he's willing to go all out for us, to say, you know what, I'm coming, I'm going to die for them so that they can be saved and have everlasting life. So that we have Rona, who have been given the authority, or whom really Barutiko di Kerekeng or the apostle whatsoever, instead of looking after these people, bailing putego tsa rona or around the community, instead we want their last cent. Instead, some of them have got to make even bailo adima ibile rena le di swiping machine mo gare ga kereke. So tsana tsana ba tshutlhure. Because maybe o tlile ka 100 randa, but probably in your bank account you have chelte rent. Now you have to give it, and they will bring the scriptures and make it so sweet. Maybe ngabane ka tlhoka bodulo but ke fane ka yona ko kerekeng. And now you'd be giving wena o iplella gore you know o fa gore mmereko wa aba o tswelele ko pele. But this man, he's about the Mercedes. It's about look at kerekeng. We look at them that khonale they have special seats. Tsere sa tshwaneng le tsa batho ba bangwe. They are unique. Kili goma goma. They sit like royalty inside the church. That's the selfish mentality. That's the selfish mentality because we need to lay and be an example to these people. But one of the babone karona, there was a pastor whom I watched a video about. I think he was from Nigeria. So he calls people and he says, those who want to give me the 1,000 Nairas, please come forward. Almost everyone who was employed came to come and to give the pastor. And then those that couldn't afford, they stayed behind. And then after that, Abare, those that don't have this money and they need it, and then now they were forced to because now they wanted to give the pastor. But probably if he had said, they would have. But
yeah.
Now he won't. Sorry.
No, I'm listening.
Yes. So he knows now how he presented it. They will come running. Why not? Because that's the mentality. And then babang batamaka mautu, I'm alone in the car. I don't give people a lift because bato hotel of olos. But we came from the same fellowship. Selfish mentality. So this shepherd, they lack understanding. They all tend to their own way. What they are doing is not scriptural. It's their teaching. Somebody inventing born. They see their own gate. It's not the word of Abba at all. So now they have become the disciples. They've become like the Pharisees.
Yeah.
So it is quite important for us in this walk. We have to be able to understand. First John 3:17 says, if anyone has material possessions and sees a brother or a sister, an ach or an achut in need, but has no pity on them, how can the love of Elohim be in that person? Lerato la ga aba ya hua le nna yang mo go nna ga ile gore ke bona motho ke yo wa tshoka mare ga ke na kutlwelo botlhoko. The funny thing is that I claim to love Abba whom I don't see, who is spirit, mare motho ke yo ka mmona physically around me wa tshoka ke yo, but then I pass them as if Chabad existed at all. What kind and type of people are we?
I hear you quite well. And of course, we trust the Father is doing you well, blessing you so much in a mighty way. The best of friends. And we are touching base on this, the very issue of selfishness. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on the matter. And you can also drop us a voice note. 082-657-2729. That's the WhatsApp line. And or send us a text on WhatsApp. Let's hear what you say on WhatsApp. I am keen to hear from you. Thank you so much. To Bongani, to Godfrey, thank you very much. And let me start with Mduguza. Mduguza, welcome.
Good evening, Radio Pulpit. I believe we must understand that money has a spirit behind, and money has power. It has power to change human beings. because it's the answer for everything. Although the love of it, the too much loving of it, is the root of all the evil that you can think about. Jesus is teaching about the rich man. It's hard for, difficult for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven, because he's thinking about his wealth. He's thinking about his things. You see the way money has shaped him. He's thinking about all the possessions that he's having and how important he is amongst other people. But we shouldn't forget also that the coming of money, like having money in your presence, in your life, it changes a lot of things. Because money will give you options. Money has a way of giving you options. There's things that you can buy because you have money. There's things you can afford because you have money. There's situations you can change because you have money. But the most important thing is to live a life that has been overcome by the blood. So when your heart has been won to Christ, when your heart has been submitted and offered into obedience to Christ, when money comes, it will obey, because the Word of God is able to bring down everything that exalts itself, meaning from the thoughts, from the heart, the issues of life. So when the blood of Jesus has washed and worn that heart, even money will come and submit, because you are a child of God that is governed by the Word of God. So people should be taught that money is not everything. You can lose your life because you love money. You can sin because you have money and you are disobedient. So having money doesn't have to change us to become bad people. Thank you.
Thank you so much. We are, and let me reiterate, we are talking about the spirit of selfishness. I want us to focus. We are looking into that and how everything else can actually somehow enable the spirit of selfishness even amongst us. We are looking into that. We trust the Father is doing you good, blessing you so much in a mighty way. Thank you so much to Mduguza.
Yazisa ngeshishini lakho ku Radio Pulpit. Ubuyele kwisimo esiphilileyo. I Radio Pulpit ine 40 years yasungulwayo. Kwaye nabaphulaphuli abangaphaya kwe 400,000. Sinekela ngepackages ukuncedisana nawe uphuhlisa ishishini lakho. Tsalela uSanet ku 012-334-1254 okanye uthumele umyalezo ku sanet@radiopulpit.co.za okanye uthumele igama advertise ku SMS ku 37871. Standard rates apply.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM.
But there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Share our passion for life on 657 AM.
All right, give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. We need to hear from you as to what you make of this. The very notion and the very issue of the spirit of selfishness, what it is even all about. We trust as we do so, you will be blessed even abundantly. All right. Godfrey, I appreciate the message there, quoting Jeremiah 17 verses 5. Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusted in man and maketh flesh his arm, and whose heart departeth from the Lord. I'm reading what you wrote there. So thank you so much. I really appreciate. And then let's see, Maggie says, good evening, Pastor Ray and Radio Pulpit family. Selfishness is the enemy spirit, but Isaiah 14 verses 13 to 15. Thank you so much for that. All right. And Godfrey, thank you very much. You have also sent another one. Please forgive me, man. There's something really wrong with my voice. Don't worry, but I understand. Now, when you look into Godfrey also, there says, men worshippers are cursed. Those chauffeur their pastors, those carry their pastors' Bibles and tablets, those who give all their salaries to a pastor. How sad this is. Abantu bakhothamela abanye abantu abanganawo no metric. Lerwa bathu, Godfrey. It's we was kanjani ukuthi abana metric. Ndoda yakithi uthini na? Abana metric. Hayi, Godfrey, man. All right, send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. Let's hear what you say.
Be doers of the word with 657 AM, Songs of Life.
Babongani.
Ongithubang, bingeleleke kuwe mfundisi uRing, bingeleleke.
Ibambe kancane baba, sawubona Dumela, hi.
Hey, sawubona brother Ring.
Yebo bhuti wami.
Ngiyakubulisa ngegama lika Jesu Christu.
Amen, amen.
Busisa imvula la isoweto iyayithela.
Iyathela. Hey, nami fanele ngiphume la masinyanga ngoba singiyatatazela. Ifever yenzani? So ngiphuma ngigijima vele. Gijima njenge Orlando Pirate la mfana kaMfukeng.
Alhamdu. Yena ufanele ukuzwela ngechumeri, phela ungakhohlwa.
Yeah.
Ngibulise ku-Brother Baruki no-Professor Buyisondezi.
Awuzeke. Angazi uma kube bayakuza. Professor, niyamuza makathi yanibingelela.
My brother, we hear you. Thank you very much. We are blessed.
Ngiyabonga, Professor. Ngiyabonga. Selfishness, this is C4. Futhi isono, brother, sokuzikhukhumeza.
Yeah.
Selfishness, lo moya uyakabanisa ebandleni, nakumndeni. Because lo moya ukhetha abantu. Uzothola bathi lo yangimthandi. Nani mbuzo ukuthi lo muntu kwenzeni mara? Athi ngizwa nje ngiyamthanda egazini lami.
Natural.
Selfishness hambelana nokungabongi, brother. Ababongi labantu. Because always grumbling. Uthi uzimisele umthengela into athi hayi mina bengifuna leyana man. Le khale so.
Yeah.
And most of the time kuma-family meetings bafika late. Beze nentubono yabo banigxeke nina lezinto enizishilo bafune kungene le nto abayicabangayo bethi hayi kube uyenze kanjena hayi kanje phakathi kwe-selfishness kugcwele i-gossip or i-racial snaps from believers kuthiwe lona ucabanga ukuthi uhlakaniphile noma ungcono lento yokudala sayiqala sahluleka uNkulunkulu ekukhethile wena uza nombono brother ufuna ukukhulisa ibandla abantu baze baxoshe nokuxosha abanye abantu because they are so negative not positive today brother abantu baxoshiwe ngoba bebeza nezwi nemibono kwathiwa lona ucabanga ukuthi ungcono people are so baphumile they are so hurt brother. Ngiyabonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu asiqinise brother Ray lo moya uphume kithi ngaphakathi yethu.
Ngempela ngivumelana nawe. Thank you so much. Inkosi ikubusise ngendlela yesimanga.
God be the glory. Thank you my brother.
All the time may he be glorified. Thank you sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
How's it going? We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic, Christian radio.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Sorry about that. Babongane ithingi fake kahle ke ku system.
Ongithuba ngibingeleleke kuwe mfundisi uRing, ngibingeleleke na kuma guest e studio nabalaleli bonke be Radio Pulpit egameni lika Jesu Christ wase Nazareth. Isihloko esithi the selfish spiritual okushukuthi umoya wombango noma umoya wobugovu. Selfish is to be deficient in consideration for others, concerned chiefly with one's own personal profit or pleasure, one's personal interest. Second Samuel chapter 11, there we find David's selfish attitude, which caused him to seek fulfillment of his own pleasures. It caused him to sin with Bathsheba. His selfishness then led to lies and murder. Akazange ke uDavita ke eneliswe ke ngamakhosikazi akhe, kodwa ke wayotshontshela ke isikepseli uRiya obe nonkosikazi oyedwa ebeyitshela ukuthi untikane. URiya beyitshela ukuthi ke lo makoti wakhe umlingene, kanti kunomunye ke oyinkosi ongalinganwa ke ngabalingani bakhe. Sifunde sithi selfishness is at the root of sin, elevating one's desires and will above God's will. The spirit of selfishness comes from the enemy, overly high opinion of oneself. Selfishness caused the children of Israel to willfully put God to the test by demanding the food they craved. Babe funela ke ukudla ke bethu uNkulunkulu abanikeza ukudla okuthandwa ke yibona, yibu selfish ke lobo. Psalms chapter 78 verse 18. And they tested God in their heart by asking for the food of their fancy. Uma ke sifunda ke la futhi encwadini yamahubo 119, Psalms 119 verse 36, uDavide ke uthi, turn my heart toward your statutes and not toward selfish gain.
Yeah.
Akumelanga ke sifuneleke okwethu, kodwa ke kumeleke sibhekeke okushiyo ke izwi ke likaNkulunkulu kube yikhona esikulandelayo. Selfishness is self-love. When we love others, we are going to place their own wants and desires over our own. I don't have to read Philippians chapter 2 verse 2 to 4 because it has been already read by the professor. As Christians, we are the physical representatives of Christ on the earth in our actions. We need to strive to show him through loving others and placing their interest above our own. The more we walk in spirit, the better we will get at producing the fruit of the spirit.
Yeah.
Galatians chapter 5 verse 22 to 23. It reads as follows. But the fruit of the spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such there is no law. The Holy Spirit is the one who can help us transform our lives. Through his work in our lives, we will be able to fight against selfishness. Selfishness causes people to drift away from God, similar to the young rich man. indodana ke le insizwa ke ebicebile ke le yehluleka ke ulandela ke uJesu Kristu ngenxa ke yokuyicabangela ke ngengcebo yayo ingafuni ukwabela ke abanye abantu yehlukana ke noKristu Jesu ku Matthew chapter 19 verse 21 to 22 Jesus said to him if you want to follow to be perfect go sell what you have and give to the poor and you will have treasure in heaven and come follow me but when the young man heard that saying he went away sorrowful for he had great possessions selfishness causes to fall away from Christ it can also cause a disruption in our prayers and relationship with Christ One way a lot of us can be selfish is knowing the gospel of Jesus Christ and the goodness of God and keeping it to ourselves. Lo mhobholo wokuthi ungafuni ukuthi abanye abantu ke basindiswe ke insindiso ke ibe ngeyakho wedwa sisindiselwa ke ukuthi sishumayeze abanye abantu ukuze ke balwazi ke nothando lukaNkulunkulu basindiswe ke nabo ukuze ke babekiseke phambili ke umsebenzi kaNkulunkulu we don't tell others about the love of God or the benefits of salvation we can also read on our own in Romans chapter 10 verse 14 to 15 when you take the eye out of sin and reduce it to vain it becomes sun True sonship in Jesus Christ is accomplished by us dying to self and allowing the life of Christ to be made manifest in our mortal bodies. We can read also in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 10 to 11. Galatians chapter 2 verse 20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live. But Christ lives in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Akusamelanga siphilele kumele ke siphilele ke uKristu Jesu kungabi yithina ke siphilayo amen
Amen babongani siyabonga kakhulu
No hassles no frills it's just sounds full of life on 657 AM
Do you need prayer Radio Pulpit in collaboration with Need Prayer is ready to stand in prayer with you Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564 You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, let's see. Godfrey says selfishness and stinginess are the offspring of the devil. Our people lost ubuntu to embrace greed and winner takes all foreign selfish concept. That is what Godfrey is saying there. Thank you so much, Godfrey. I really appreciate it. Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
All right, 657 AM, let's hear what you say. And you can give us a shout 012-334-1322. You can also send us a WhatsApp 082-657-2729. And a voice note on the WhatsApp 082-657-2729. Tell us how you feel about this. The very notion of the spirit of selfishness.
Yongeza ilizwi lakho kweli lethu. Sikumamele yaye sifuna ukuva izimvo zakho. Ungathumela kugospel@radiopulpit.co.za okanye uthumele umyalezo wakho ku WhatsApp ku 082-657-2729.
Awuzoke, Mr. Felix.
Hello, Amrei. Hello Mrey. Siyabonga siyabonga tata siyabonga ufumani voice yakho futhi siyabonga siyabulela kuThixo ngawe tata yabona uyasivuselela and uyasivusa futhi
siyambonga
uyasokha
uyasipholisa
izinto ozithethayo kule radio tata nginikwasha asimna mna ndivela nje ingathi ndinga WhatsApp ingathethi kundimamele yabona ndibe right ndimamele ndive ukuthi kuthethwa ngantoni ndiyisebenzise ndiyiwana apha enhlokweni yam le nto yabona tata re ha le bua ka baruti ba uthemba selfish ba ke mathata ntata ene batho ba bayimamela radio mare yazi ba taikopa ba funa ubuya ha u bua ka baruti ba ichibile mbona bazijonge bone ba lebala hore Jesu ha na bua le Petrus ari Petrus disa dinku zaka so bone ba batla hore bone ho diswe bone ke dinku ha o ka sheba matsatsi ya omre baruti ha ba isimbohle ni mar baruti ba ba no ba rutwa ke phuthego bone ha ba tholo ba ba sa tlhola ba ruta phuthe abafundisi bafundiswa ngabafundi abafundi abasafundiswa ngabafundisi uyabona tatuuri abanye sekushike nje le gown le yabona le gown yesambatho le yesambatho sekushike nje yona yodwa nje nake ke buyi kire e ka re batho ba ruti ba bang ba ba sotlang ka batho ba o ka re ba ka crea baruti baba ba tsoseletsang not baba ba rutang ene nake ke buyi kire hape kire e ka re batho ba ka crea baruti ba tlohele ho sokolla yano ba ba tsoseletse abantu ba ngene icawe that and ba ya yazi icawe and how work a bible mo hole ba re bone ba tseba bible ba ya yazi mara ba ilandile kuchi kuti lento ayithetha yakayiphili uyabona so abafundisi bayekile ngoku kufundisa abantu kuti uNkulunkulu ngowabantu bafundisa abantu kuti nina abantu ningabethu ningabamncandi ngomfundisi ningabantu bami uyabona omnye umfundisi ebegxotsha abantu icaweni esithi kerekeki yakhe umngulumo ungabuyela kukerekeni yahaye letsamele tswe mokerekeni yakhe uthi yeyakhe uyabona that so aba bafundisi baso bahloka baruti batla batsoseletsa ba wile tata but net yazi into ntata ha ntho ishwa ka popudi ishwa ka ponku ishwa ya rahatile ya khabakhaba but ha uka sheba net utsho ngomoya wabo umoya obo kreste awukho tata awukho mi modimo tla thusa kana keng ba bang ba bone ba tle ba le kreye ba le utlwe ba le mamela abanye ba phume cawe ba ya go ho sangoma yana ke ipotsa gore gante ona a ithuta eng abanye ba hamba double ngo sangoma ngapa ngo mfundisi ngapa yana ke ipotsa gore motho o ithuta eng yana nna o tla nruta eng ha yena sa rute hi yena mo so Paulus pa ko Roma uti o fundisayo makafunde naye kanti o fundisayo akafundi yena na Okay, Murray. Thank you, Murray. Bye, Murray. Bye.
Ngiyabonga kakhulu, Mr. Felix.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564, or alternatively email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
As easy as the touch of a button. The message of life on 657 AM.
Send us your WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let's see what you say on this matter. You know, we are touching base on the issue of the spirit of selfishness amongst us. My friend Godfrey.
Yo, the root of selfishness is found on a foundation of evil. And it breeds corruption, it corrupts the mind and leads to self-destruction, hate, anger, and plotting against others. case in point, we have under political sphere, we have a leader who's leading, is an SG. Now that there's another a rival coming through, whom he feels threatened, selfishly so, is starting now to plot against them, against him, yeah, with the other assistant of this other political party. It shows how deep selfishness is.
Yeah.
And then somebody who by president, when is time made up,
yeah,
selfish, they want to hold on to the position power and power.
Yeah.
Of which, when he was given an opportunity, I use Muntu full effectively. Atana sense whatever is supposed to. Selfish,
yeah.
And then another worst kind of selfishness is what Yeshua has done for us on the cross. He died to redeem us from our sins so that we may repent and get forgiveness and grace to inherit salvation. Then you still find people who go and sin willfully and saying grace is his grace will keep on growing and abiding,
yeah,
whenever he sins, going to commit sin selfishly over and over and enjoying it, knowing fully well what is wrong. That is the most selfish act I've ever seen. Ebuya ku spirit sika Satan. Ngiyabonga.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate. Hey, yeah, I really, really do appreciate. Send us your WhatsApps, 0826572729. And let's hear what you're saying with regards to this. My name is Ray. I'm talking to Barukia in Cape Town and Professor Buyiso Ndezi in Johannesburg. We are touching this, the issue of the spirit of selfishness. Now, Professor, let me bring this to you. Matthew chapter 23, verses 4, it says, "For they bind heavy burdens, hard to bear, and lay them on men's shoulders, but they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers." Remember my story, Saga Thomas, you know, who would always go on and send people in front and asale move. They themselves will not lift a finger to do the work, but they send others to do the work. These are selfish. It's a spirit indicative of leaders of that note. Professor?
Thank you, my brother. Yeah, we're confusing the bagat Thomas. You know, Thomas is a character that is double-minded. If there is danger, this Thomas will be spared of any hurt. But if there is victory, this Thomas is a leader. At the end of the day, he works to gain himself at the expense of other people. And you just read the verse here, Matthew 23:4, it says, "For they bind heavy burdens, hard to bear, and lay them on men's shoulders. But they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers."
Mm.
So in other words, these people do not care how other people feel, what circumstances other people enter, as long as they themselves are outside of those burdens. They are not the ones who carry those burdens, but they are the beneficiaries should there be anything good or beautiful come out of that particular labor. And that's a spirit of selfishness that you just spoke up about here. And I'm reminded again that this spirit also is more about positions. And when there is a desire, uncontrollable desire, to occupy specific positions at the expense of others, we must know that somehow there is this kind of a spirit that has entered. There is this scripture in the book of Mark chapter 10, verse 37. I want to quickly go to that scripture where we find a woman speaking to Jesus about his sons. Verse 36 to 38, it says, "And he said to them, 'What do you want me to do for you?' They said to him, 'Grant us that we may sit, one on your right hand and the other on your left in your glory.'" So this spirit wants position. This spirit wants to be seen. This spirit wants to be different. It wants to be adored. It wants to be lifted up. And we are seeing here that they want to be placed in a specific position that is higher above anybody else. And they don't even care at what expense, who must be suffering for those positions to be attained. So these spirits end up destroying other people, end up making other people slaves to this spirit, because this spirit must be satisfied. And we are seeing this kind of a spirit again on these two sons of Zebedee, as they were desiring that they occupy the position higher than their position that other disciples had. And what I see is that let the spirit Esnganil say, it cannot say, I'm okay. Because the more you give it, the more it wants. The more you try to satisfy it, the more it wants more of that. So these are things that we must know and be aware of. Ukuthi uma sizovumela lo moya usikontrole as the people of God, we are opening up a door and a gate for all other spirits to continue controlling us as the children of God. And the other way in which the spirit of selfishness portrays itself, it wants to be adored. I'm reminded of the Pharisees and then the scribes who are going to pray in a certain manner, and they want to be seen that they can do things better than others, and they will pray standing on the street corners because these are people who must be recognized in the community, and when they have been recognized, they need to be respected in a certain way. They need to be spoken of in a certain way, respected in a certain way. That's the spirit of selfishness. So that's a spirit that does not get content, as I said earlier on. This is the spirit, irrespective of what you give it, the more you give it, the more it wants, the more it desires from you, because it needs to satisfy itself, because it is fueled by the spirit of idolatry. It's a spirit that is more about self-satisfaction other than satisfying the will of God. I want us to quickly look again into the book of Luke 12, verse 15, where we are seeing covetousness as one of the symbolism of the spirit of selfishness. I'll quickly look into that verse, Luke 12, verse 15. It says here, and he said to them, take heed and beware of covetousness. For one's life does not consist in the abundance of the things he possesses. So when we are going to be people who will run away after, who will run after things, and we are not running after God, we are covetous. We don't desire the word of God. We don't desire the will of God. We are ruled and controlled by the spirit of selfishness. It's unfortunate that it even enters the house of God, where the pastors, the leaders are asking specific offerings, because this spirit, the more you give it, the more it wants. The more you are paying attention to it, the more it wants more of it. And at the end of the day, we find leaders having the spirit of covetousness, which started by the spirit of selfishness, because it will want more. The more you are looking for these things to be satisfying yourself, the more you end up devouring even the things that God has entrusted under you. The people who are expecting you to teach them, one of the people who called in right now has...
All right, I seem to have lost the professor. I don't know why, but somehow I have lost the professor. Anyway, I will rejoin with her. Mayaki, let me come to you. Now, remember the sons of Zebedee, James and John, they seek the best places, eh? Their mother, Mark 10:37, they said to him, grant us that we may sit one on your right and the other one on your left in your glory. In your glory. I like that. In your glory. Selfishness. Or in that.
It's not different from, you know, it's things that we can see them happening in front of our eyes. You know,
And look at this spirit is so deep. Professor has touched on so many things, in insatiableness as well, being part of them, distraction, you know, hate, and it has the spirit of witchcraft in it. So when we look also in this, the book of Ezekiel chapter 28, now, what Abba says, reading from number 2, says, "Son of man, say to my ruler of Tyre, this is what the sovereign Abba Yahuwah says. The pride of your heart, you say, you are Yahuwah. You sit in the throne of Abba Yahuwah and in the heart of the seas, but you are mere mortal. You are not like him."
All right. I don't know what's happening. It looks like something is not going right, somewhat, somehow. Professor,
Chetelela Labo Kona. Thank you very much, my brother. I also don't know what is happening. But what we're talking about is that the spirit of selfishness is also portrayed in the fact that people are banally saying they are not fulfilled, they are not content by what God has given unto them. And I want you to read the last scripture here that I wanted to look into. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 15, which says, "And he died for all, so that they who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again on their behalf." So what I'm trying to elaborate or to bring across to this scripture is that the spirit of selfishness is contrary to this scripture, because it wants to live for himself, for herself, for that person who has that spirit. But God expects us that if we are under the control of the Holy Spirit, we must live our lives for God and to the Lord, not looking into our own needs. Our minds and our attitude must be to satisfy God, not to satisfy self, because when he died so that we may no longer live for ourselves. So life is no longer about us. Life is no longer about satisfying us and our own desires. So it is not about me being seen as a person who maybe prays a lot or prays well or preaches well or does things better than other people. But it must be about the revelation of who God is. And if I'm able to live for God and do things for God, on behalf of God, then I know that I would have lived a life that would be satisfying him. But if I don't have that attitude and I do things for myself, then I am living a selfish life. So the question that we are going to ask is, why do you do what you do? What informs your action? The way you do things, the way you worship, the way you minister, what informs all of these things? If it is not about glorifying God, then you are controlled by the spirit of selfishness. If it is more about revealing who you are, your efforts and your abilities, then it is more about selfishness and self-centeredness. But if we are going to say, I do what I do because God expects me to do it, I do what I do to lift his name high, I do what I do so that he can be revealed and I can decrease, and then we would know that we are living according to the will of the Most High, because we no longer live for ourselves, but we live for him.
I hear you quite well. My Akhi, you can also finish up where you were.
Okay. Nekere, now, when you're looking at the scriptures of Ezekiel 28, we can see that now there's so much selfishness, and there's tricks as well that are used to could have gained these treasuries which have been spoken about or of, because now we the person would tend to have the I am, you know, I am higher, or I am in charge, I'm in control, and all that. So we can see it's the spirit that brings competition. We need to remember, Hore, there are commandments that we ought to follow, that we need to live by. We need to learn to put them into practice. And things like this spirit of selfishness, it means then that we work contrary. What the word says, the word of Abba speaks, it's a spirit that is always against that. Hence we said, when Abba says, go feed the hungry, or love your neighbor as you love yourself, or love me with all my heart, with all your heart, and with all your mind, and with all your being. But then, yare all, but then it means you want to share only a portion. And not even a portion is allowed, but he says all. So which means there are things that so that the stains that are part of us, because here we are, we have been stained by blindness, we've been stained by deafness, idolatry, hate, witchcraft, destruction, and all that brings self-destruction. It means the flesh is in charge, the flesh is in control. Now, we have to get into the state of killing the flesh, that the flesh must start to be submissive. Now, I kindly want to go to Psalm 51 based on the comment that Ntate Bongani said about iskepsele bastatelumfaz. Yes, it's true, the iskepsele bastatelumfaz. But however, the man who took iskepsele, he ended up repenting, according to Psalm 51. So he shows us that he acknowledges his mistakes. He acknowledges his wrong to say, hey, you know what? I got to be selfish, but now I ought to turn to be a new leaf, because Yahushai lives in me. I'm no longer in control. Hence he makes a prayer that says, have mercy on me, O Abba Yahuwah, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, and blot away my transgression, wash away all my iniquities, and cleanse me from my sin. So it shows that now, why is all for the actions that he has done? So it is now what we need to learn in this thing, to say there are things that we have inherited, and we need to remember one thing, Hore. When the reign of the new Jerusalem comes, no sin is allowed. These are the things, the characteristics of sins that are defiling us, wanting to hold us so that we should not qualify for the new Jerusalem. You know, so these are the things that are associated with Hashatan. We can remember like people like your Judas who went to sell the Messiah. It was selfishness, because all he looked at, it was like 30 pieces of silver, you know, and it was all that was in his mind, thinking, this is what I'm going to gain. Greedy gain, you know. So we have to repent, we have to learn to say, how do we now change? The old must die, and I must become a new creation. I must be washed by the dam, the blood of Yahusha. Amen.
All right. Okay, we are nearing the end of this part. Remember that from 8 o'clock right through up to 9, it's men's dialogue. Men's dialogue. And we'll be touching on dealing with abuse. Men dealing with abuse, being abused. Now, some WhatsApps are very strange. There's a person called Lindy, says, hello, is it Radio Pulpit? Then I check. Lindy is talking to Smongile. You can see they're talking. Am I speaking to Ray? I want to comment on the topic of today. So I want to know if this is the right platform. Of course, Lindy, it is the right platform. You can comment anytime. You can, as long as we are still on.
657 AM.
All right, and Godfrey says the spirit of umhopolo cannot be satisfied. It is bottomless. Eban. Right, and Pastor Palomo Tsi from Potchefstroom. Greetings, Pastor. Selfishness is the posture of the heart. If the heart is not well positioned, this spirit takes advantage of the position of the heart. The heart must get help first, and then the spirit will be conquered. We people who are being saved by the Lord, we must allow him to have our hearts, and then his will come first in us before it flows through us to the world. Ezekiel 17, verses 9. Thank you so much, Muruti. I really appreciate. And Mankosi.
Because these are people who must be recognized in the community, and when they are recognized, they need to be respected.
Siyabonga kakhulu Mankosi, siyabonga ngendlela eyisimanga.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
All right, Mankosi futhi.
Ngiyaxolisa Pastor Ray, yazi. Kodwa siyafunda kakhulu, sabhala lana nisho amavesi. Kuvuka izwi nje khona manje enhlizweni yami. Lithi onendlebe makezwe lokho akushoyo umoya emabandleni. Hey, le message yokuqala ngaxolisa kakhulu, bangisize nemvula ukuthi yalo. Pastor Ray, God bless you.
Siyabonga kakhulu, inkosi kubuse ngendlela esimanga. Chivele says, how are you doing, my friend? I'm doing well, man. Doing well. And we thank the Father. We thank the Father. Let's come to the conclusions. I want to say thank you. Thank you so much to Barukia Mayahi. I really appreciate. Thank you for the time. Thank you for the moment. Thank you for always taking your precious 2 hours.
It is my pleasure. We're doing the work and the service of Abba. May he continue to increase us as a family. May his face shine upon each and every one of us. Also with the fellow family, the fellow listeners. Professor Wilson, there's as well, your contribution is highly appreciated. Absolutely. My sister. I love you so much, and to your family as well, may it be well. Shalom to each and everyone. Halala.
Halala. And also to Professor Wilson, thank you so much. Thank you for always taking your special time just to spend it with us. It is highly appreciated.
Thank you, my brother. I also appreciate the opportunity to serve and be with the children of the Most High. Let us continue to guard against all of these open doors that can take us away from the Lord. A blessing to you and your family, a blessing to Brother Baruch and the family, and our beautiful Radio Pulpit family. Be blessed in the mighty name of Yahushua HaMashiach. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen and amen. Next week we are talking about a carnal mind. And then how do we see that carnal mindset amongst ourselves? Thank you so much to both of you, and have a great evening.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Hallelujah.
Shalom.
Amen.
And then, of course, coming up next, we are going to Men's Dialogue, and we're going to touch the issue there of men facing abuse and how at times men are afraid of making this known. And in many instances and times, men don't even report these things. They don't talk about these things. So tonight offers a platform that one can dwell on and speak with regards to this. Speak just as much with regards to this. And much blessings to you even as you participate on the show. And about abuses that men are facing. And I'll be having a panel of members of Men on Track, and they will be taking us through there as our guests for the show. Tuda Rabba, may the Father bless you abundantly. Continue to serve the Lord even far much more. May he see you through. His name is Yahushua HaMashiach. May he bless you even far much more abundantly.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet, join this life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.